Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being aboard. First story takes us to the situation in Yemen this hour, where former Yemeni President Abdel Mansour Hadi has ordered his forces to cease fire after deadly clashes in the city of Aden left more than 15 people dead. In a communique, Hadi ordered his Saudi-backed forces to immediately return to their bases. His plea comes after fierce street battles broke out in the port city between armed groups loyal to Saudi Arabia and UAE-allied separatists. Aden is currently under the control of forces loyal to Hadi and UAE-backed fighters known as the Southern Transitional Council. Now, the fighting complicated an already tense situation since Saudi Arabia and its allies launched a war on Yemen back in March of 2015 in an attempt to return Hadi to power. The onslaught has claimed the lives of over 13,700 people and sparked a humanitarian crisis. Crossing over to London, I'd like to welcome to the program the director of Shafakna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shakdam. Good to have you with us. Well, tell us, what is going on there with these two groups?
Well, I think what you see is the disintegration of, this so-called alliance that the Saudi, created back in 2015. I think it's quite clear today that, there are quite a few disagreements in between the UAE and Saudi Arabia, as it was demonstrated in Aden. And, clearly, again, it's not just an attack on, the so-called legitimacy of so-called President Hadi, but actually proof that he has no legitimacy and had none to begin with. Because, those people who were supposed to support him are actually not supporting him at all. And Yemeni within Yemen, in South Yemen, which is, again, under occupation, still found the strength to oppose him. So, I mean, what is left to say when it comes to Hadi's government or whatever is left of his government when his own people don't want him anymore? So I think we have to look at it from a regional perspective and realize that there are rifts within, this Saudi coalition and that it's not really working out anymore. That there are different ambitions when it comes to Yemen as well, and that within Yemen, those factions who we were told were supposed to support President Hadi's claim to power is actually an illusion. It doesn't actually exist anymore. And so my question would be, what are we waiting for when it comes to Yemen and to actually delegitimize Hadi's claim on power, because he never really had any?
And how does this play into the overall situation right now, Catherine? Because, of course, the crux of the matter is that the Yemeni people are suffering, almost 14,000 dead. And now we have this situation that's taking place over there. Tell me how it all fits into it and what needs to be done to stop it.
Well, when it comes to the humanitarian crisis, I think it's just going to make things worse. And it's going to, again, the civilians are paying the price for certain people's political ambition. It's the reality that we live in today in Yemen. Now, when it comes to the international community and the way that, we're going to look upon Yemen and try to find a way out, I think it's going to be very interesting because you have here, clearly a secessionist movement. Who has a claim if we want to apply political self-determination on principle, they do need to be heard. I mean, I recall the international community, arguing the case saying that they were pro-democracy and, pro-political self-determination. So I want to know, what are they going to make of this secession movement, whether they're going to back it or not, especially now that the UAE is actually backing this claim, when the Saudi are backing Hadi's claim, at the same time negating Ansar Allah's movement's right to political determination, claiming that it's not democratic, it's a civil war. I think it's kind of it's going to be very tricky for Western capitals to try to detangle this mess that they actually created themselves, because they are preventing the Yemeni at the end of the day to decide what future they want to have for themselves. So I think that what you see today is actually what we warned the Saudi would happen, which is a disintegration of the situation, because there was never any popular consensus. And as you can see today, it's actually blowing up on the inside now. And I think that what you're going to see is a setup where, you know, the Yemeni will reclaim control over this conversation that the Saudi have been having by themselves. It's more of a monologue than a conversation, really. And I think that the Saudi are done when it comes to Yemen. They have lost the war on so many levels and fronts now that it would be suicidal for them to continue on, because they only have left Hadi, who is very much alone in a country that don't want him, with people who don't want him either. So he has no political party, no real coalition to begin with, and no legitimacy whatsoever. Even if you look at the constitution, Hadi is no longer president. It never has been, if we bear in mind that he was elected in a one-man election. So it was never democratic to begin with anyway. So it's going to be very difficult for the international community to pick a side today.
Thanks so much for being with us out of London, Ms. Catherine Shakhdem, Director of the Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies.